Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 292. Athletic Development, Beyond Strength and Endurance. By Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Athletic Development, Beyond Strength and Endurance. By Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. In a recent entry, I stated that we currently live in what I describe as the strength and conditioning era. Young athletes have never spent so much time working to develop strength, power, and endurance. Unfortunately, the extra time directed towards these attributes often comes at the expense of other physical qualities. Speaking as a coach of both kids and professionals, it is clear to me that well-rounded, multi-sport athletes have become a rarity. There just aren't as many kids playing a variety of sports throughout the year. As a result, many athletes aren't developing the coordination that they would have in previous generations. Times have changed. I'm sure I speak for most listeners who grew up in the 1970s or 80s by saying that we played a different sport every season. We also spent less time sitting in front of a television. As a kid, there was nothing I wanted to do more than go outside to play. We played outside every day until the sun went down. Neighborhood pickup games were the norm. Whether it was baseball, basketball, football, soccer, etc., there were always enough kids to get a game started. Looking back, I never realized that all the time I spent playing would be so critical to my athletic development. Much of my coordination was developed by playing so many sports. Each sport improved physical quality that otherwise wouldn't have been developed as effectively. For instance, soccer improved my footwork, baseball improved my hand-eye coordination, and boxing improved the coordination of my left side. I could go on and on with examples, but I'm sure you get the point. Relevance to training. By now, you're probably wondering how my childhood experiences are relevant to your training. To put it bluntly, there's much more to athletic development than simply improving your strength or endurance. Most mainstream sports rely heavily on coordination. In other words, it won't matter how strong or enduring you are if you lack the coordination to apply those attributes effectively. As a result, it's useful to challenge your coordination with different movements, games, and activities. When working to improve coordination, variety is important. Strive to be well-rounded, not a one-trick pony. It's always useful to challenge the hands, eyes, and feet in different ways. Application. Plenty has changed since I was playing pickup games in the street over 30 years ago. I can't just walk outside and find myself in the middle of a fierce athletic competition among friends. The world has certainly changed, so our training must change as well. One way to do so is by dedicating a small block of time each day towards challenging your coordination. For example, I often include a coordination challenge as part of my warm-up. Earlier today, I juggled a soccer ball for 10 minutes before my lower body strength workout. Tomorrow, I will do something entirely different. Perhaps I will juggle baseballs or dribble a basketball. I'm always looking for new and different ideas. The only constant is that I dedicate time each day towards challenging my coordination. I can always find an extra 10 or 15 minutes. And while that might not sound like much, it definitely adds up. It is also useful to perform conditioning exercises that will challenge and develop coordination. A few examples include jumping rope, agility ladder drills, and punching a heavy bag. Don't limit yourself to monotonous activities that can be done with your eyes closed. For example, riding a stationary bike. Instead, condition yourself with exercises or games that will also enhance your other pertinent skills. Final thoughts. Throughout my blog's history, I've made a point to regularly emphasize the importance of coordination. As a coach, I've seen over and over again that playing one sport isn't enough for an athlete to develop the well-rounded qualities that he or she will need to succeed. With that in mind, it's important that all athletes take the time to improve their coordination and all-around athleticism. We can't change the fact that early specialization is becoming the norm. What we can do, however, is continue to develop a wide range of athletic qualities through proper supplemental training. Such training should not be limited to traditional strength and conditioning. It's also important that athletes continue to challenge qualities such as hand-eye coordination, agility, balance, and footwork. You won't need a lot of time to improve these qualities, and the work itself provides a nice change of pace from the norm. Training to improve coordination is challenging, effective, and fun. Speaking for myself, it's one of the most enjoyable parts of my routine. Give it a try, and I'm sure that you will enjoy the benefits that follow. Quote, "Don't limit your challenges. Challenge your limits." Jerry Dunn. You just listened to the post titled "Athletic Development: Beyond Strength and Endurance" by Ross Enemite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When we look at the research on hand-eye coordination, we're actually finding that it helps the brain develop more connections. And actually, it doesn't just have to be hand-eye coordination training. Balance training, so like when you're doing yoga or Pilates and you have to hold your body in a position and you're trying to balance it, that also helps form those connections. So not only is Ross absolutely right that by training in this way and mixing things up, it's going to help you be a better athlete, but it's also helping you potentially to become even smarter. It's forming these extra neuronal connections in your brain. And there may be even a link to doing balance exercises and preventing Alzheimer's. Now you might be thinking, for those of you that are on the younger side, oh, my balance is great. Really, that's only an issue for the elderly. Well, that's actually not true. Do this test on yourself. First, hold on to something stable. I don't want you falling over. Next, close your eyes. Then, try and put your right foot forward. See what happens when you do that with your eyes closed. Again, holding on to something very stable. I guarantee you're going to feel like you're going to tip over. Just doing that kind of exercise can form those neuronal connections. It's pretty amazing. And then, of course, don't forget to switch feet. So exercises like that, in addition to, again, yoga and Pilates, where you're trying to balance your body in different positions, is so, so important. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for listening and for being a subscriber of the show. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.